Pakistan has scored a significant diplomatic victory at the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, after a statement on the Pahalgam attack avoided strong language and terminology previously used in similar incidents, notably the 2019 Pulwama attack. The UNSC statement, while acknowledging the attack that killed 26 people in Indian illegally occupied Jammu Kashmir, Eojek, on 22nd of April, refrained from directly naming India or condemning the assault in explicit terms. Notably, the statement included the phrase Jammu and Kashmir, a point of contention, and omitted the word Pahalgam, a term New Delhi had lobbied to include in an effort to frame the location as an uncontested Indian territory. Pakistan's diplomatic mission actively engaged with Security Council members to ensure the exclusion of language it deemed biased. The communique, initially proposed by the United States, ultimately failed to achieve consensus and was not adopted as an official resolution. Indian diplomats were unable to push through key terms they had sought, while Pakistan successfully blocked what it described as controversial language. Islamabad's efforts were also seen as reaffirming its position on Jammu and Kashmir as a disputed region under international scrutiny. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to pursue, track and punish terrorists and their backers in a strong reaction to deadly attack on tourists in the Eojek. At a speech in India's eastern state of Bihar, Modi folded his hands in prayer in remembrance for the 26 men who were shot and killed in a meadow in the Pahalgam region of Eojek, exhorting thousands gathered at the venue to do the same. Tensions have surged between the two nuclear-armed neighbors since the attack, with New Delhi suspending the Indus Waters Treaty and Islamabad responding by closing its airspace to Indian Airlines. Diplomatic channels have cooled, with both sides reducing high-level contacts. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif condemned the attack and called for a neutral, transparent, and credible investigation, offering Islamabad's participation in any such probe. Meanwhile, Defense Minister Khawaja Asif warned that the situation could spiral into an all-out war if not carefully managed. In response to the growing hostility, Iran has offered to mediate between the two countries. A spokesperson for the United Nations urged both Pakistan and India to exercise maximum restraint and avoid steps that could escalate tensions further. The UN statement concluded by stating that the organization is monitoring the situation with utmost concern. Earlier, India released additional water into the Jhelum River from the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir Eojek without prior notice, prompting concerns of rising water levels. As a result, the river is experiencing a flood-like situation, with a flow of 22,000 cusec passing through the domal area of Muzaffarabad.